وتعالى صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن حيث خرجت and from wherever you set forth into the land فولي وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام turn your face to the direction of المسجد الحرام. So this is for a third time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the very same commandment, right? That again, turn your face to the direction of al-Masjid al-Haram. وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُ. Again, once Allah says, and wherever you may be, فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرًا. Then face your, turn your faces in its direction, the direction of al-Masjid al-Haram. Now why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeated the very same commandment thrice? Yesterday we explained that the very first commandment was for who? Was for the person who's a muqeem, who's a resident within his hometown. He has to face al-Masjid al-Haram, the direction of Masjid al-Haram. The second commandment was for the traveler, for the musafir, who is not in his hometown. He too is required to face the direction of al-Masjid al-Haram. The third time, once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala issues the very same commandment. Over here, Allah himself explains the reason as to why Allah has mentioned this instruction for the third time. Allah says, لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَيْكُمْ حُجَّةِ. Always, always turn your face to al-Masjid al-Haram so that the people may not have any argument against you. Who is Allah referring to here? See, the Jews and the Christians, in their divine scriptures, it has been recorded that the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be directed towards the Kaaba. So while they were denying it, and they were objecting against this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is found in the divine scriptures that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ummah, their qibla will be the Kaaba. So keep on facing the Kaaba. Don't turn your face away from the Kaaba. Why? If you will not face the Kaaba, they will have an argument against you. And they will say, well, in our scriptures it says that they ought to face the Kaaba. Why are they not facing towards the Kaaba? Allah then goes on to say, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ. As for those from amongst them who are unjust and who are wrongdoers, فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ. Allah tells us categorically, do not ever fear them. The threats they may make, the type of language they may use, the arguments that they may present, Allah says, do not fear them. وَخْشَوْنِي. Fear Allah. If there's anyone you need to fear, fear Allah. And why else has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chosen Al-Kaaba as our direction? Allah says, وَلِئُتِمَّ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكُمْ. I wanted to perfect my bounty upon you. It's about perfection of a bounty. So I've chosen for you the perfect Kaaba. From all the directions faced by all the people, this is the most perfect one. So I've chosen it for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, in a hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, one of the reasons why they harbor such deep enmity and jealousy against you is because you face the Kaaba, which is the very first house of Allah constructed upon the earth. So Allah said, I wanted to perfect my bounty upon you, and that is why I chose the Kaaba as your direction. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. And so that you may find guidance. There lies guidance for us in the Baytullah. كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ. And Allah says, similarly, another great bounty that I have bestowed upon you and conferred upon you in order to perfect my bounty upon you. What was another bounty? Allah says, we have sent amongst you a Rasul, a messenger, minkum, from amongst you. And what has he come with? يَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِنَا. He recites our verses to you. وَيُزَكِّيكُمْ. And he comes to purify your inner selves. تَزْكِيَا. وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابَ. And he has come to teach you the kitab, the book. So one is, he recites the book to you, and one of his tasks and objectives of coming is to also teach the kitab to you. وَالْحِكْمَةِ. And to teach you hikmah. Hikmah here refers to the sunnah. So to teach you the kitab, to teach you the book, and to teach you the sunnah. وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ. And he has come to teach you مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ. That which you had no knowledge of. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. What an amazing verse. Allah says, remember me, I shall remember you. Remember me, I shall remember you. Mufassirin says, what does this mean? Allah is saying, فَذْكُرُونِي. Remember me in your days of prosperity. أَذْكُرْكُمْ. I will remember you in your days of adversity. And it also means, فَذْكُرُونِي. Whenever you remember me, I take your name in the gathering of malaika. That's why in a hadith, Nabi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, that when a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, if you remember Allah within yourself, Allah says, I remember you within myself. And if you remember me and make my dhikr in a gathering, You get together and you make my dhikr in a gathering, and you remember me in a gathering, I will remember you in the gathering of malaika. Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي. Remember me, I shall keep you in mind, I shall remember you. وَشْكُرُولِي. And thank me. Thank Allah. How many times did we ever thank Allah for sending Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to us? Thank me for these bounties. I have chosen the Baytullah, the Kaaba, as your direction. Thank me for this, that you are one who faced that direction. And thank me for the Prophet and the Messenger which I have sent amongst you. وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And do not ever show ingratitude towards me. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the understanding.